Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
it. They don't want this!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have Bob Bean Boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode, and no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch the YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
How was your Thanksgiving, brother?
It was good, dude. It was good. Can't complain. Can't complain. Had a good Thanksgiving.
You know, when you have a good Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
We only had like one family over.
Yeah.
We ate, everybody was taking a nap.
I have a little quibble with Thanksgiving, to be honest with you.
Everybody was dozed off in the couch.
I know we had a very packed sports weekend, so I don't know if this is the best place, but you guys are sticking around, so whatever.
You know what we do.
Got a little bit of a quibble with the Thanksgiving, okay? A little bit of a quibble.
Be careful. Be careful.
You're right, because it's mostly bashing on in-laws.
Oh, no, go ahead. You're good.
Who's entitled to the leftovers, the best leftovers? Because I got to tell you.
The home cooks.
Home team, right?
Home team, unless you say, take a plate with you.
Dude, we had some rad-ass Sunbelt Conference leftovers by the time these vultures got done with it.
Wait. In my house, when we have a bunch of people over, they come with containers.
Dude, I was
but
like.
But I tell them to. I tell because we're small. We're not going to eat all of it. But, yes, you. There should be some questions. There should be some, you know, or Vlad, this how it works in our neighborhood. You know who you're working with. So when the food is cooked, you go ahead on and put you some stuff on the side.
It was disappointing because we didn't even really have like we didn't
ham sandwich the next day.
Had ham. The ham's the ham. The turkey though, like they took all the good turkey. They took all the good turkey. All that was left was rat-ass turkey. You know, bottom, shredded, dark meat at the end. And I'm just like, you know, I always look forward to that next Turkey Day sandwich with the gravy. And it's just like, these vultures just swarmed by. I couldn't put any defense up because I was too busy, you know, cleaning up and trying to straighten up the house a little bit. And
so
everybody was...
And they Ocean's 11 your turkey?
Yeah, dude.
Can we also make this other thing?
Are you all right, buddy?
Yeah. Can we, you know, can we start eating on at a reasonable time?
What time did you eat?
6:30
p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah.
We ate at 5, which wasn't bad. That was good.
I think
when I grew up, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. you know what time we ate?
Night.
1 o'clock.
In the afternoon. That's okay.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. I agree.
And
I
you think, eat your second meal at like 7.
Usually like the latest I Leroy. Yeah, growing up, the latest I remember is second football game, you're eating.
Right.
Your first football game's appetizers. Usually by the time second football game starts, you're in the middle of the main course.
I'll tell you what, if I come over to your house, and this is no lie, and it's turkey day, and you start passing around appetizers, to me, that's a bad mark because you're stalling. Food ain't ready.
Yes.
You're stalling. No one come over here for no finger food.
Also, if you
came here for some bird and some ham.
If you take appetizers as a responsibility, you can't be one of the last people to show up. Like, we had one of those, too.
Wait. Oh, so the person that said I'll bring over some appetizers?
Yeah.
Brought them right before the food was ready?
Yeah.
Then that's their to-go plate.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was not happy about that with Thanksgiving.
So the way it worked for us is I put some breasts on the grill, and the family that came over, they made a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put my turkeys on the side, right? We eating his turkey. It was delicious. We had turkey. We had ham. And let me tell you something. It looked like a carcass the next couple of days after we attacked that ham.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, delicious. I made some mustard sauce. Wife made a whole bunch of little, like, cheesecakes.
Ooh, little
and
cheesecakes.
And little pecan that? Pies.
Mm.
And then a big...
Now, the dessert, we came strong. The dessert was right, but man, I was disappointed. I was like, the next day, I was like, no food. What?
Wow. You should have known, though, when you were packing up.
But I did.
Do you have a second refrigerator?
Damage was done.
You have a second refrigerator?
No.
Okay. So, see, we have a second refrigerator. So, when I hear the words, just go put it in the refrigerator in the garage. Hey! I don't even look at the main refrigerator. The next day, when I'm going to make a sandwich... Boom. Had some corn casserole, little turkey in the evening. But after golf, watching those noon games, you know what that is. That is ham sandwich. It was, oh.
Would have been nice.
No ham. I can't believe no leftover. That either means you did a really good job cooking or.
No, my wife killed it. No, she killed it. It would be nice if I could get some seconds.
There's two things if you host a party that cannot happen. The food can't be bad, which, from what I'm hearing, it was delicious. And you can't run out.
No, we didn't run out, but...
People took...
People just... I'm telling you, they swarmed it, dude. Swarmed it.
Who gave the... Wait.
You know why? Because people don't want to cook until Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, but who gave the...
All of them.
Who gave
the... Who gave
they didn't ask?
My wife and I were cleaning up. You know, we were trying to, like, you know, tidy up a little...
Oh, they just took it out! Hold up!
No, that's happening. No, no, no.
That's a
Leroy.
Foul, though.
No, no.
You gotta ask.
You want to hear personal
you
files?
You ain't gonna say no, but
you want to hear personal files?
Mm. What?
How about people giving desserts for people to go home with? And I'm talking about like full pies.
Oh, because you just don't want all that pie?
No, people are like. Here's the thing about, and I feel, and I thank everybody who hosts Thanksgiving parties or dinners. But the guests are foul, okay? Guests will go into your refrigerator and take whatever is they feel like they want without even asking you.
Nah, that don't happen in my house. They say, hey,
because I offered up some pies.
We have all the food that's out, right? And they'll ask, and there's really no need to go into the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's the last thing I actually have. I have way too much pie. I still have a ton of pie in my fridge. And I'm just like, I don't think...
Well,
I'm
here's
not...
the thing. My pie, nobody else is fond of. That sweet potato pie, I cut a piece of it, and I offered it, sweet potato pie. No, we want pecan pie, and we want these little cheesecakes.
Mm.
I'm like, great.
All that pie for you.
All that pie for me. I will eat that whole sweet potato pie.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. One thing I'm not thankful for, that Dolphins game I had to watch on Sunday because that game was terrible.
It it could have very easily been a 35-10 blowout. But it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
But again, it just out of curiosity, they won the game, and that's fine. And they're on a little run streak, win streak, and okay.
Sure they are.
But
thank you, Tim.
How well do you expect a 4-7 team to play? They're 4-7 for a reason.
I expect them to play better than the 2-9 team. That's like that.
True.
That is like
true.
That you had shut out for a half, but and then all of a sudden you're just like, yeah, let's let them back in.
This is the same issue that I've talked about all year. Is like you're dominating going into halftime.
Yep.
You know they're going to come out with a different mindset, a different attitude, a different kind of game plan.
No adjustments.
And you don't have anything to counter that. So you're basically playing the same football you played in the first half and trying to hang on.
Yeah, well.
And this is not the first time that's happened.
I think the thing that's just depressing about this, I get it, dude. But you know what it was? I wasn't feeling great yesterday, so I'm all hopped up on cold medicine yesterday. I was like,
sound like you got
yeah. So I was
you
like,
having a stuffed nose is an emergency.
Oh, dude, it was tough. I was sneezing through Game Day Uncensored yesterday. Mute button was my friend. I'm telling you. But I feel better now. But it was just one of those days. You're just like, and I'm watching this game, and I'm like, I would rather be watching any other sporting event than this right now because my God, Tua, oof.
He's
just
how
oof.
How can I explain? I'm gonna say this, and it has absolutely nothing to do with his play. But this problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kind of leads this way to all the other things. He's not mentally tough.
Oh.
There's, and let me tell you why. There's certain things as a football player you fight through. If you that dog, there ain't nothing nobody else going to say to you that's going to alter how you play on the football field. You go out and do your job. And so it sometimes seems like he's trying to play quarterback to appease everybody instead of playing football to win a game. And you can see it with sometimes he's hesitant to make throws now. Sometimes he just chucks the ball deep. He does a lot of those things that leads you to believe that, man, there's kind of a mental toughness you have to have to get through some of the situations that you're getting through. It shouldn't affect you, right? I've been booed for fumbling. It didn't stop the way I ran the ball the next play.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Somebody's always going to be mad at
you. Yeah, I'm just getting. So, like, you think he's just like, you think he's a confidence shook quarterback at this point?
Pretty much, which At that position, you should never be.
Interesting.
You think about all the quarterbacks who we say are overly confident. That don't ever waver.
He's turning the ball over like crazy. And he should have had another one yesterday, by the way, because that dude picked off that football.
Well, that.
The scoop one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That one was definitely picked off.
But yeah. But they gave it back when they said on the onside kick.
They didn't give it back because that hit that dude's leg.
Huh?
That hit that dude's leg.
Yes, it did.
It definitely hit that dude's leg.
Dude, it hit his leg.
They said it hit his thumb.
No, dude, that hit his calf.
It hit his – listen, Leroy, if it touches any part of your uniform
– No. Here's the deal. Where you saw his calf in the football, it was about this far apart. They said it hit the other guy's thumb, and I'm like, it didn't redirect.
It definitely hit somebody because it definitely redirected. It was too weird. It was too weird of a bounce, which, by the way, we had some Irish kid. He's just like making his NFL debut, just onside kicking like a mother bleeper.
Oh, great job by that guy. That's right. The Saints kicker, right?
Yeah, the Saints kicker.
What's his name? Smith. With the Y.
Yeah.
Of course.
Smith. But with a Y.
Extra.
Isn't that Smythe?
It's not Smythe because it needs an E. We had a Smythe on this team. So
I just think that sometimes the arrogance and confidence in which you do things helps you get through this stuff.
I didn't even feel like Mike McDaniel is like super positive, right? And they always have to give the speech, right? You know, they have to release the speech after every game.
Mm-hmm.
And even his speech was just like, you know, we don't apologize for winning any game, even if that was annoying. Like, when do you hear a coach say that was annoying? Because he even knows my quarterback, my guy, he stinks. He stinks right now. And so that's the thing that's unfortunate about it. It's like, yes, I understand win is a win. Keep it moving. You can delude yourself into them being, quote, in the hunt, even though literally every AFC team other than the Tennessee Titans and the Raiders are in the hunt, technically.
So he says, I still got a shot?
I think you do have a shot. I think you do have a shot. What are you, four wins? Three?
Three. We might get four this month.
Hey, you might be. That's a, you know, it's one of these things where, like, we're going to sit here and be like, oh, they're in the hunt. No, they're not.
No, they're not. You can look at a team and kind of identify whether they're a playoff team or not. And even if everything lines up the way it should and you get there, you're not a playoff team.
The thing that I feel bad about is they might have, if not one of the best running backs in the league. He's amazing.
Yep.
He's so much faster than everybody else. The offensive line, playing as good as I've seen it play for the Dolphins in a long time.
You know why? Because they've all been playing together. It's the first time in a few years that you've had the same offensive lineman, which is a point I made a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've seen offensive linemen who suck but have played together with the other guys, and you kind of lose track of them.
The Dolphins clearly won the Pittsburgh trade because Minkah Fitzpatrick is playing out of this world good. Saved the game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw Jonnu sighting.
Did you? I heard Aaron Rodgers throw him under the bus.
Yeah, but he batted the ball around.
That's good.
Yeah.
And the defensive line's coming together. Like, there's a lot of things about the team that I'm like, but the coach and the quarterback?
Right.
So I'm at the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's, what is it, 16-0?
Yeah, at half, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people are talking, and they're talking, and, they're, walking around during halftime, people are talking, and like, hey, we're up 16-0, but, hey, do you think we have a chance? Like, you know, do we have a chance? I've heard people say, you know, Kansas City's, they're 6-6. We're only a couple games behind them. You know what I'm saying? We're 5-7. They're 5-7. We're only a game behind Kansas City. We're only a game behind Baltimore. We're only a game behind all these teams that, quote unquote, were supposed to be good. And I'm like, yeah, there's a difference. Those teams are good. They're just tired. They've been in the playoffs and have long extended postseason runs for the last 5-6 years. This team is not them. Like, there's two different Miami. And the rest of the teams that are ahead of them, they don't equate.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but the record is the record. Every year is independent of what you did the years before. And you get playoff berths based on what you did this year, not based on what you've been.
But the record is the record, and like, but look at the last two wins.
Yeah,
like you, a game you basically tried to give away, and then this one, you know, Olave comes down with that football, lose.
Well,
like,
here's the other thing.
I'm shocked he didn't.
Here's the other thing that you understand is that when you're in these situations, what separates you from a playoff team, from a Super Bowl contender, is in these moments, it's not close. I don't mean the score. I mean, like, it boiling down to one play. You know, that very rarely happens with a better team. Now, you're winning these games, and you're winning a lot of these close games that really shouldn't be that close, but you got to get better at finishing it off. That means coming out in the second half and having an answer for, you have to know that you're going to get some pushback.
Levi, I've asked him this question all season long. Why can't they play well in the third quarter? Why does it always take up to the like 11 minutes into the fourth quarter for them to finally realize, because, oh, you know what? We're still in the game.
Because the other team, when you have a lead like that, has to come out like their pants are on fire. And you maybe go out there with a sense of security thinking you've done it for half a game. And what I would say is when you go in at halftime, that's the point in time that you figure out what has worked and what they may be on to, and have some adjustments on that, just little deviations off of those plays. Most coaches will do that. Like, for example, if you let Tua sit back in the pocket and he picks you apart in the first half, what are you going to do the second half? You're going to try to put more pressure. You're going to play more man. You're going to do a lot of different things. So you, as a coach, got to know, they probably going to come after us, right? They probably going to do something, because sitting back and watching us play football is not working. What are going to be our adjustments? We run more max protection. We do more play action. You know, just different things that you, because you have an idea. A good coach is not only one that can design plays, but he can foresee what are the counters to the plays that you're running and have a adjustment before it gets to, you know, we're struggling.
Mm.
And that's what, so that's been my biggest problem all year, is that they come out the second half, you have to think that status quo is not going to work. They pros too. They ain't going to just let you come out and do the same thing you did in the first half. And they never seem to have that adjustment. That
Or even when he's just like rolling in a drive, like, you know, all right, like Achan is cooking, just keep it moving. Like, why are you changing reason?
Here's the thing. You can run counters. You can run, because the whole thing about Achan is, and this is where you need all that motion and stuff, I only need my guy, the defensive guy, to take one step in the wrong direction. And once he does that, he ain't catching Achan, or he ain't going to be able to elude a blocker. And that's kind of the mentality you have to go with the run game. You can't just keep doing this stuff. Sometimes run a counter. Sometimes run a toss counter. Throw the toss. Make it look like you're going outside. Everybody going to run out there because they're trying to catch Achan right back underneath. Like, you got to be able to do these things. Sometimes I saw a play yesterday where they tossed the ball, pulled the right guard to the left. The linebackers chased the guard, and they just ran a sweep out to the right. Like, there's so many things that, as an offense, you can be creative with that gives the appearance you're doing the same things without really doing the same things. I've had this argument all year.
We'll take a break here on the program. Lots to dive into. Canes, Heat, all this type of stuff we got to get to here on a Monday. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.